Welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries, where Pastor Tapper gives you biblical solutions for today's problems. Healing Hearts is brought to you by the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. You are welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for Word and Worship, or go to our website at healingheartsnyc.org. Now, let us join Pastor Tapper as he shares with us the living Word of God.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Healing Hearts. I am Pastor Isaac Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. Thank you for joining us this morning. If you will turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Matthew chapter 16, we will read verses 13 through 20. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." This was a turning point in the ministry of Jesus Christ. For nearly 2.5 years, Jesus had been moving to this climactic moment in time. The misguided multitudes wanted to make him a political leader, a king to rise up and defeat Roman occupation of Israel. Political leaders didn't trust him because anyone who could feed 9,000 people with a few loaves and fish could feed an army, perhaps an army of rebels. The religious leaders were convinced that Jesus was a threat to their religious system and were determined to get rid of him and kill him if necessary. Jesus knew that his time was growing short. He had spent more and more time alone with his 12 disciples, often withdrawing to the Gentile territories to avoid the growing hostilities of some of the religious leaders. Jesus knew that hostile people were out to destroy him. And when you know that people are out to destroy you, you must do what Jesus did. He avoided them. So he found himself in the northern region of Caesarea Philippi. This is not the same Caesarea on the Sea of Galilee. This is an area to the north of Jerusalem, to the north of Capernaum. It happened to be the furthest point north that Jesus would travel in his ministries, about a 2-day journey north of his home country. There he saw no less than 12 pagan shrines to Baal and to Pan, the sun god of the Assyrians, and a massive temple built to worship the Roman emperor. With a backdrop of false and pagan religions all around him, he asked his disciples perhaps the two most important questions they or you will ever have to answer. The first question was, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And the second question was, "Who do you say that I am?" Jesus knew well the scriptures from Daniel 7:13, when the prophet proclaimed, "I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him, the Son of Man, near before him, the Father." So Jesus used the term Son of Man because he wanted to make sure that the disciples understood who he was. They knew that the Son of Man was to usher in the eternal kingdom of God, and Jesus couldn't take any chances that there were any doubts about his divinity. At this late time in his earthly ministry, there could be no room for errors. There could be no mistakes. And your answer to